And go.
It's a sexy side of size. Look at my juicy thighs. It's a sexy side of size.
Come and slide inside.
It's a sexy side of size.
Kiss me with your eyes.
Ooh, kiss me with your eyes.
That's some real good fucking right there. If you can kiss me with your eyes without touching me, vibrations and a whole lot of vibranium coming out of my vagina. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, it's your girl, Kai, my love.
Hyphy, holistic healer. What's up with it, world? Our beautiful listeners across the globe, you already know we here. We're queer. And we're ready to go. I'm not queer, though.
I can't. Welcome to another episode of Sexy Side of Size, where we talk about all things lovely and sensual and delicious and sexual and self-acceptance and sexual liberation. And of course, my favorite size, because I like them big. We have one dynamic guest for you today. Wait, Venus, did you tell the people who you were?
One, Kairishi, just one guest?
Wait, did you tell the people who you were?
Who, me?
Yes.
You be talking so much, you don't ever listen. Every time you say my name is Kai, my love, I always say, it's your girl, Hyphy, holistic healer.
Got it, my bad. So yes, we have one dynamic guest because she's all we need. She's going to do the damn thing. And we promised you this when we had her on before, that we're going to dive a little more into women's sexual health. So we have the dynamic Miss Dr. Kenise Ford, Dr. Queen in the building. Tell the people more y'all about what you do.
Yes. Thank you for having me. Second time, that means y'all really love me. I must have really made a great impression for y'all to bring me back on here.
Girl, gave us some game. We needed more. We just needed you. We didn't need no male energy in the space when you talk.
No, that's right.
Just the queendom.
Yes, the queendom in the building. So, what do? I am a integrative health practitioner, mostly within the realm of feminine wellness, but also spiritual wellness, right? And I'm a Chinese medicine student. I will be done and licensed in about a year and a half. I'm so excited. Woo-hoo. It's been such a long journey.
Yay.
Yeah, and so, you know, on the whole, like, so I do other things too. I write, right? I have a blog and I sell yoni eggs and I host retreats and workshops and all.
Yoni eggs. What are those for? Tell us about the yoni
egg.
What's that? Venus, I heard you, Kai. What'd you say, Venus?
I need a yoni egg.
Okay, I got you, girl. I got you. But the yoni eggs are basically, they're this ancient practice that our foremothers practice, right? As a way of keeping it tight, keeping the yoni tight, the pelvic floor strong. Mm-hmm. Because the vagina is really the core of the female existence, the female anatomy and mm-hmm. existence, right? So we have our core, we know about the core, like the solar plexus, the belly, the abdomen, but it also extends down to the pelvic floor for the mm-hmm. feminine being. And once that starts to drop and droop and be weak, that kind of affects our whole being. So the yoni egg, once inserted, you can do Kegels with the mm-hmm. egg. It presents some weight, so you can kind of know where you're at and where you need to work on, and you know, all that good stuff. On top of these eggs are precious stones, and each precious stone has its own meaning and medicinal property and all that good stuff. So you know, it's kind of two-dimensional in what you're doing. With mm-hmm. the properties of the stone and then the weight and the kegling. So yeah, so that's that for the eggs. I'm just all around, again, feminine health, wellness, spiritual wellness. That's my realm. That's my jam. So
what kind of things do you hear women, like when women come to you, what kind of things are they curious about, need help around? What kind of things are brought to you?
Yeah. So once upon a time, I was doing a lot of workshops around sacred sex and feminine spirituality. Mm-hmm. So I would get a lot of questions about, how do I clear a past partner out of my energy field? How do I, a lot of physical stuff about irritation and things like that, things that we, you know, we can address with herbs and things like that. Mm-hmm. But about also about peace, inner peace, mm-hmm. Emotional peace, emotional wellness. Mm-hmm. A lot of questions about goddess theology and mm-hmm. how women show up in society as feminine beings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Look at you out there. It's interesting. You, for the first time, I took your advice and did the, because I didn't have the yoni wash, but I was having a little, mm-hmm. And so I did a peroxide douche. Mm. And I had never done that before. And I liked it.
Yes.
I liked it. It was real smooth, but effective. It made me feel nice.
And quickly, right?
Yeah. Like after the shower, I was good. Like,
yeah,
no issues. So I like that. Okay, so tell the people, what is a position you love and one you want to try? Oh, I forgot. Venus got to do her whole spiel.
This is a sexually liberated podcast who happens to be for those who are older than 18. So if you are 18 up, yes, please slide through, get the knowledge, tell a friend, tell an uncle, tell somebody. And if you are 17 and below, please get off, go away, go somewhere. You don't need to be here, but I know you're going to stay anyway because I told you to go. So what I want you to do is, like I tell you every episode, please, ladies, don't let these little boys put their dirty hands, or girls, or non-gender conforming, whoever you touching, whoever got phalanges, don't let them touch you if they dirty, okay? Males, same thing. Non-gender conforming, it don't matter. Whoever you are, whoever you identify as, if you're allowing somebody to touch you, make sure they wash your hands, especially when they're touching your genitals, because you can get all type of bacterias and things inside of you that you did not even know existed.
And if you're going to listen anyway, take this to your favorite auntie so you can get some game.
You feel me? Because your favorite auntie going to chop it up with you. And she gonna be like, hey, so what's up? Mm-hmm. why you thought that was funny? Well, holla at me. I digress.
All right, so tell us, now we got that taken care of. Tell us a position you love and one you want to try.
Gosh. There's several. But okay, my favorite. I think I like it from the side. I think I told y'all this before. Mm-hmm. I like it from the side because it's a rest position, but it's active at the same time. So mm-hmm. we can rest, and then we can go back at it. Then we can rest, and we can go back at it. Mm-hmm. The angle is good. Yeah.
That's definitely.
I like it from the side, too. The side is nice because it's like I can throw my leg up a little bit, you know, at a four angle at that four. You know, you can make your legs into a shape of a four.
Yeah. And she said a four, that hook.
And your cheek can get, like, spread open, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, to get, like, a little bit more bounce back and penetration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the pseudo side where they make you into a scissor. Oh,
that's nice, too.
That will take me to all different kinds of places. Where they're able
that
to
angle. That angle. Yeah. I like that one too. I'm with you right there. Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. they start kissing on your leg and shit too. Yep. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
What's one you want to try?
I think I might have done it all. You know, I can't think of anything that I want to try. I'm not saying that I'm not open to anything new, but I can't think off the top of my head something.
No place. No place in the world.
Oh, place. Yeah. You know, there's a spot in Jamaica I go to, really beautiful, and I would love for it to go down there.
Yeah. Right. Indoors, outdoors?
Well, in the cottage. And the cottage doesn't have windows. There's screens, and it's right on the ocean, so you can mm-hmm. hear the ocean, you know, moving back and forth in the breeze. Oh, it's amazing.
Okay, all right. So you're like that there, definitely.
That there.
Okay, all right. So Dr. Queen gave us our topic today. which is heart-centered sex, right? So I think that that's a beautiful intersection between the work that you do, right? Mm-hmm. So you talked about the peace and what's going on with me emotionally and spiritually as a woman, as well as what's going on with me physically, right? And my sexual health. So I think that that's a nice meeting of the minds in terms of a quote. So we're going to get into it, but I mean, in terms of a topic, but we're going to get into it. But first, I'm going to do my quote, which says, sex is more than an act of pleasure. It's the ability to be able to feel so close to a person, so connected, so comfortable, that it's almost breathtaking to the point you feel you can't take it. And at this moment, you're a part of them. Ooh, say that. Mm. Say that.
Yes, indeed.
I love that shit. That's how I think. That's why I think that's a big reason why I haven't been having sex. Right, I've been yearning for that deeper connection, that connection that I can feel when I'm not even with you. I can feel when I smell you. Because it's deeper than sex. Like, sex is an additive. It's like the icing on top of everything. If I can connect with you mentally, if I can connect with you on an emotional and spiritual vibrations before sex even happens, then sex is like, it's just like the creme de la creme, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, I was on Facebook the other day, this brother posted, he wanted to know about romance, what we thought about, you know, if people don't have chemistry, I can't remember the way he said it, but basically he was asking about chemistry and romance. And I've concluded that even if the chemistry isn't there, you can cultivate what is not there with the romance, right? And I think a lot of men may see romance, and maybe some women too might have a skewed idea of romance, but people see romance as like, buy me gifts, give me things. Mm-hmm. But it's, from my lens, really a cultivation of the love energy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Running a bath, bringing flowers, gestures. It doesn't have to, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be about money. It doesn't have to be about things. It's just the gesturing, the cultivation of the love energy. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I hear you speaking to, Venus. Like, you know, what can we cultivate? What can we share outside of the physical so that when we do meet on the physical plane, it's that much better. Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, two things. One, I definitely agree with you around the that romance is not just purchasing gifts. It's interesting when I talk to guys a lot of times, they'll be like, well, I don't have any money, but I'm like, you don't like you there are all kinds of things that you can do to engage somebody without it being, especially a woman, without it being something that you're spending a bunch of money on or any money on, right? Like, it's like, what's your intention? How are you opening up the universe for her? What are you doing to get close and connected to her? But chemistry. Oh, you want to go?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, but for me, in terms of chemistry, the older I get, the more I realize that chemistry is like such a primary factor. And I'm wired, maybe I'm wired different, because if it's not there, it's not there. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna happen. There's some people I can still have sex with without there being like the sexual connection is really good, but there's no like energy, but the sexual connection is good. But what'll happen is if I don't have chemistry with them, I'll become mean. Like it'll get to the point where I don't want them to touch me or talk to me or be, you know what I mean? Like I'll become really nasty and I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree that, so I believe when I was looking at the post, I was thinking in my head, like about the sexual chemistry, because the sexual chemistry, when that's there, you can build off of that.
That's what you mean. Uh-huh.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It has uh-huh. to be some kind of chemistry. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The other thing I was going to say, my this used to happen when I was younger, and I think this is important, especially for men, especially for younger men, they often have this ability to tap in to things that they don't really understand, right? So fucking with my youngster, he literally, people would laugh at me because I would say that he imprinted on me, but that's what it would feel like. Like he literally was like becoming a part of my essence. And it was crazy because it would be to the point where I could like think about him and he would call me or text me, right? Like, and it would happen all the time that it was at that level of connection. Yeah. Really, really deep, really, really powerful. Made the sex so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out of control.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about this topic because recently I have been dealing with, well, let me go back a little bit. Since the ending of my relationship with my children's father, which was almost a 10-year relationship, I have just been kind of like, oh, exploring myself, getting to know myself all over again. So not ready to jump into anything too serious, too quickly, just kind of allowing, you know, exploring polyamory, exploring not being too attached and not too worried about being with someone. But the heart connection is always present and important. Right. And I found that recently I've been seeing someone off and on for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I could not communicate enough to this man the importance of our heart connection as we're being physical and just engaging, and that it does not equate to me trying to capture him. Right.
Right.
And contain him.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, the cultivation of love and respect and honoring and devotion and all of the goodness that comes with intimacy and relationship and engaging, but without needing to capture him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Right. So, and that's just like, I think that there's this idea that either we're just fucking or we're in a relationship, which is very immature. It's a very immature perspective of engaging and you know, just being adults, enjoying each other.
Holy. And,
I just wanted to speak to that, right? The other thing is that, because basically this man is like showing up as emotionally unavailable, which he's not. He'll engage that way when he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And if I start to say things that feels like I might like him a little bit, or expressing the joy for our connection. It's like, oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
and so like, so I think the conversation, if you bring this up amongst women, it's like, oh girl, he's emotionally unavailable. He's a narcissist. He's this, he's that. And what came up for me is like, yeah, he might be those things. And he's very clear that he doesn't want to get caught up. Right. And however that looks to him. Mm-hmm. But the leading conversation also is like, well, you know, women, you shouldn't engage if men don't show up like this. And that made me like, oh my gosh, can we just, as women, can we own ourselves and our space and our emotions and what we want and how we feel, mm-hmm. without worrying about how men are going to show up or how they're going to respond and how they're, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How they're going to look at us and how. So here we are. I wanted to speak to all of that. I know that was a lot. I'm sorry, y'all.
No. I think it's very on time. I do agree that it's like an emotional immaturity, that like what I tend to have are, so everybody knows I'll be fucking, but I tend to build intimate friendships, right? So yeah. It's very few people that I'm having sex with that I don't have. I like depth. I'm an Aries, right? So I like depth. So there's no way that I'm going to be, if I do, it can't be long. It's not going to entertain me long to have like mindless, emotionless sex. Like there has to be some kind of interest and connection there, right? But I do think that it's hard for guys to understand, and they want, like, they do things defensively to get, they like that, all that closeness. They like the depth and stuff, but then they do things defensively to get you away so that they don't mm-hmm. get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not fishing for anything.
Right.
And right. I ain't trying, like, to trap you.
Hey, I'm not trying to trap you. Hey, have you thought about, I don't want to be trapped either?
Right.
Have you considered that?
Right. Listen. Right. And that's the biggest issue with men tend to be the communication of the emotional part. Because ultimately, like, they be confused when our emotions may get involved, but then it's not even necessarily our emotions getting involved. It's me being clear about my feelings, right? Mm-hmm. Just put your whole dick inside of me and pounded me.
Repeated.
A piece of you inside of me, and now you kind of
stirring up shit.
You know what I'm saying? Now you expect me to what? Not feel no type of way? You expect me to like be hella detached and hella unbothered by whatever? Now, yeah, I know how to do that, right? But that's not where I am in my life anymore. I shouldn't have to do that. Like, if I'm allowing you to experience all of the goodness that I have to offer, then you should be open enough to giving me that much of respect of knowing who you are emotionally and spiritually, right? Because we're sharing these this very, very extreme energy connection. Like, sex is extreme, period. There's no way to, there's no minimal effort to sex. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she's not riding him, you feel me, and he's doing all the work, it's still energy. It don't matter if she's riding him and his dick barely can stay up. It still keep on going inside and there's still energy attached. So it's just about really understanding like how to balance that out and how to communicate it and being okay with the communication. Like, I think that's another thing. Like, it's okay to feel, you feel me? Like, you don't have to hold back that even though we're not in a relationship and we're not like exclusively together, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be an issue on the level where you don't feel like you could tell me or you could say something to me about feeling some type of way with like seeing me out with another dude, right? You can tell me you felt some type of way, that's okay. Because that's your feelings, right? Because if you don't tell me you felt some type of way, then you're gonna be harboring this energy that I don't know about. And so now you got all of this shit coming up for you and you're putting that dick energy into me, right? But you're not telling me about how you're feeling. So now whatever we had going on is starting to kind of like deteriorate because you don't know how to communicate your feelings. And I tried to communicate my feelings, but you shut me off. So now I feel like, all right, well, maybe I should just be just straight up dick and pussy. This is all we have for each other. But then it's like, okay, what do we do with this?
We're right? Robots.
Exactly.
And we're not robots.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the thing. And that's the larger conversation, like, especially when we are, late. Hold on, I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, energetically, stuff can be real. You know, Kai?
Mm-hmm. I think,
Sorry about that, y'all.
No, it's okay. What were you saying?
Then we're robots. And at this time in our lives, when we're in our mid-30s, you know, early 40s, mid-40s, whatever, shoot. After 30, damn it, you work all that shit out in your 20s, all that weird shit. Mm-hmm. 30 on, we need to be full human beings, which means we're in our bodies, we're in our hearts, we're in our throats, able to connect and say what we need to say. We're in our solar plexus, able to feel in a circle what we want to feel and what we want to say and how we want to connect. We're full body beings, which means we're human, you know, And this goes for the women too, because I think our men will show up this way because there has been a lot of like, you know, us women maybe showing up like, okay, well, if we're doing this, now it means we go together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hold up.
And I got to control it.
Mm-hmm. Now I got to control it. You got to do what I say.
Right.
You do how the fuck I want it.
Mm-hmm.
If you fucking me, then now I own you and we together. And that's scary. So I get like, nah, hold up, pump brakes, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Adults about this. Let's be adults. Let's just, if we're gonna have fun and share each other, let's also share conversation and express openly and honestly and kind care and concern and love.
Yeah.
This I agree.
Cool.
Because I care about you, ultimately. Right. I'm not going to be just fucking you if I don't genuinely care. Yeah, like, exactly. You feel me? Like, when we start off, yeah, you know, there's times, like, even with Kairishi. Kairishi gets to know these dudes. She vets them. She's going to figure out, like, do I really want to fuck with you? Do I want to fuck you?
Listen.
Again. You know what
I mean? It's a dude right now in East Oakland with amazing dick. I had amazing sex with him. I ain't fucked him again and probably won't because I don't like him. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. Like, there's nothing that makes me go, ooh, let me send that text. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. And the sex is on point.
Right.
But I don't want to have a conversation with him.
Deeper than sex. Can I fuck you? Can I continue to fuck you? Or can I continue to have a conversation with you after we fuck? Right? Can I be able to, like, can we spend a weekend together? You feel me? Like, me and you fuck around and we end up going to an Airbnb, or I'm just at your house or you're at my house and we can, and we're fucking, but at the same time, the time that's in between us fucking, you not on your phone, I'm not on my phone, I'm not worried about what's going on outside of the cipher of us. You feel me?
I'm not getting mad at your, annoyed by your good morning queen text messages. Ugh.
Right. Right. You shouldn't get annoyed at that. Right, because
or he should know to not to send me that.
Oh, you don't like those?
Also, gotta express not that. At all. You gotta express that. Did you tell him, hey, I don't like when you say good morning, queen?
No, I'm not. Exactly. I didn't tell him because it wasn't worth it. Him sending me the good morning, queen text is not about me, it's about manipulation. Because when I wasn't hollering back and wasn't like, okay, come on, we can kick it, then I stopped getting them. Like, because what you really want is to fuck, and what you really want is to know what he perceived is that I was like some kind of like educated, like hotep woman, and this was gonna work, right? But it didn't work, and then the truth came out, right? And I felt the manipulation, so no, I didn't tell him.
That's hella funny. You're far from an educated hotep woman. You're an educated woman. You know a little bit of hotep.
Actually, that's how I was raised. I know a lot of hotep.
Like,
but
can
that's
we
not
just
how I present in the world. What'd you say?
Can we just take the heaviness off of hotep? Like, hotep means peace. I love right. hotep.
I appreciate that.
I hate that it's used in such a derogatory way, you know? Even though I get it, I just wanted to say that, and we ain't even got to lean on
it. No, you're right. Literally, that's how I grew up. But there's a way that people make it this whole other thing, and right. that's mm-hmm. what I have a rejection to. Not totally. The culture. It's that this role and what come, you know, it's the theatrics that go along with it, and like,
yeah.
the bastardization of
you
it.
Mean, the politics. Because yeah, it has its politics, which is unfortunate when you think about hotep. It's like, it is supposed to be peace. It is supposed to be balance. It is supposed to be light. However, the way, like, for the Bay Area in the town, you feel me? You got the conscious people. You got the hoteps. You got the hood. You got the people that's, like, Christian and religious or Muslim or whatever, and it's like an array of people. But when it comes to like the hotep group, quote unquote, you listeners can't see me doing my quotes, it's like it has become a negative thing when it's like kind of like talking white, right? Like, listen. Why are you talking like that? Why are you talking like a white girl, right? When it's like, no, there's no such, it's not, I'm not talking white, I'm talking with my vernacular that I have, that of my ability of my education and my English vocabulary, that's what I'm using. So I definitely feel you on that when it comes to the hotep thing, because at first I remember kind of when I like fell into the community and when I first start hearing that, oh, so you want to be all hotep now, you want to be a hotep and woo woo, and it's like, what? To the point where now, because hotep has become a thing, like how Kairishi said, he was using that as a construct to get in her pants, right? Good morning, queen. Good morning, goddess. Good morning, God. Rastafari morning. Like, that shit, you feel me? Because, like, realistically, bro, you don't talk like this. You don't talk like this.
God bless.
Yeah, bless. Yeah, Rastafari, yeah, queen. The young, beautiful empress. The golden goddess. Like, you don't talk like that. There's only Bobos and Babas and, like, real Rastas that talk like that. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's like when you do encounter a guy that is talking like that to you, it's like, I mean, I take the queen and stuff because it's a lot of brothers that call me queen, but all of that other stuff that comes with it, when you do feel the energy of, yeah, bruh, you're just trying to fuck me. And no, like, you've been saying good morning, queen, for the last week, and I've not responded, hey, king, how you doing? So,
I know. Whatever. All it means is he didn't see who I was, and no. Mm-mm. And I'm not about to explain. What did you said something, queen, and I know we got to wrap up because you got to go. You said something about...
We can go to 6:15, that's fine.
Okay, cool. You said something about... it was something about the emotional immaturity. Oh, Venus, the thing is, they're not always running from our emotions. One of the things that the last real year has taught me is that men are hella emotional. More emotional than me, actually, right? The thing is, they do a lot of, like, games and things and, like, ghosting and stuff and lack of clarity. So right. Then when you ask for clarity or you're trying to figure it out, then they want to say, oh, you're tripping and it's too much. No, I'm trying to be clear. However we set this game up, I could play. I'm not tripping. But
I can play. However set up.
Yes. Because like you said, ain't, I'm not trying to hold you down. It's like parents putting their children on punishment. When you punish your child, that means you're on punishment too. I'm not trying to be on punishment. So I'm not tripping about what you're doing. Cause I ain't trying to be locked up either. But I want to be clear. That's what I want. I want to know what it is. And I think a lot of times when they ghost, when they disappear, when they do that kind of stuff, it's not to manage our emotion. That's what they say or that's what they blame it on, but it's really to manage their emotion and how they feel.
Y'all ready? I'm so happy you said that.
No, go ahead.
No, okay. I'm so happy you said that. I think that's very, very real. And so it's really about changing the paradigm, especially with women like us, right? Mm-hmm. We're very much aware in our bodies, sexually liberated, educated. Mm-hmm. So, but I find that this narrative, this leading narrative is still, well, men are like this and they don't like for you to be like that, or they'll do such and such. No, we're not figuring us out. We're not figuring us out right now. We got us. Mm-hmm. They're figuring themselves out, mm-hmm. and projecting onto us. Mm-hmm. Like we don't know.
Yep. Yep.
Right? The whole, like you said, the confusion. They're trying to figure out themselves. And so just what I want to make clear on this line today, more than anything, from myself. So as I'm speaking, I'm really speaking for myself, right? Mm-hmm. And for the rest of us, what I want to make clear is that I would like for us women to be so committed to being who we are, regardless of how they show up.
I agree.
Regardless of what they say, what they're doing, mm-hmm. right? Women, to me, we can be ferocious and all that stuff, but mm-hmm. we're really the foundation of like beauty and love and inspiration and all these things that, you know, Oshun and Venus and Yemaya represent, mm-hmm. right? And this is what really keeps the world together, the community together, our men. They look for us to give them these things. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, I want to switch the narrative to us being, to standing in that, no matter what these dudes are saying, how they're showing up.
Yeah.
And it not being about what they say they need, what they don't like, and what makes them comfortable, how they choose a woman. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This older woman, I was, she was in my dance company years ago, and I was dealing with some guy that was doing his disappearing acts or whatever. And she said, listen, She said, that's what they do. They go, they come, they go, they come. She's like, he'll be back. She said, you stay where you are. Like, you stay good. He come back, you want to deal with him. He leave, you know, whatever that is. But you don't start twisting yourself because he's leaving and coming. You just stay true to who you are. Exact same thing you're saying. She was like, you stay your course. He going to do that. Yeah. You stay cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing that just stood out for what you just said, Queen, for me, about the goddesses, right? I've had all of these different things about my name, right? I really hated my name as a child because it rhymes with penis. Let's just call it what it is, right? Like being called penis as a child, or penis got a penis, or just all of these different things, right? That's hella negative, but then it's also not, but then it is, but then it's not, right? It's just kids are fucking horrible. When you're a kid, they're like, kids got the worst, coldest, shadiest remarks when it comes to getting at you. And that's even
like, that bothers you? Let me tap that.
I mean, even as an adult, you know what I'm saying? But as a kid, I didn't like my name. I was trying to find out and understand why I was named this. Like, my dad named me Venus, right? But he didn't really have a reason, right? He just, the first time I asked him, he said that you could see the moon, you could see Venus, you could see the planet the night I was born. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Okay. And then the second time I asked him, several years down the line, he was like, I don't know Venus, God damn it. And I'm like, okay. So that kind of is, I have to make my own, you know, meaning as to what I want to hold with my name, especially as I've evolved in understanding the power behind my name and what it means and how it is love. And I think a big part of me embodying my name is like really staying true to that love, right? And like just really being love and knowing how to get back to the essence of love, because I've been hurt so much, I've experienced so much trauma and pain that I have forgotten who I was. And me forgetting that, me kind of like conforming to the world as it is, just to be who I should be with all of these different masks on, and not allowing my full vulnerability to show or my full light to just be, you just kind of like that, just that's what just came up for me when you just start talking, and that's never come up for me before, so I just appreciate you for like giving me that enlightenment.
Can I say something real quick before you go into a fun fact? I'm sorry, because you made me think of this, Venus. So I think that it's really, really important. So Queen, as you're asking women to like stand in who we are and in our truth, I also want to expand that by saying we're not victims like that, right? Like I was watching the video with Rakim Sekou with his daughter, and she was saying something about not being victims, right? And that when you put yourself as a, when you see yourself as a victim, then you're powerless and you're not recognizing what you've called to you and the lessons, right? And I think this is really important, especially for women to get in terms of love, relationships. And I hear women all the time say, he did me wrong, he did this, and he hurt me. And I get that that's where you are when the hurt and the wound is new. But right. I feel like what people should go to is if you really step back, once you're removed from that initial pain, is that it took a lot of love, consciously or unconsciously, for that person to come into your life to teach you lessons that only they could teach you, right? Yeah. That there are people, there are things, ways that people have grown me that hurt me to pieces.
Yeah.
But when I step back, I'm like, wow, like they did that for me, because I'll never have to learn this lesson again. There are things that I understand that I never would have gotten if I wouldn't have met him, or if I wouldn't have met him. And I think that that's where we should get to. Like, everybody, yeah, no matter what the interaction is that you created, you cultivated, you called them into your life, right? And whoever they are, they came to teach you lessons that only they could. And those are big gifts. Those are the things that make you grow. Those are the things that expand you and develop you and all of that. Okay, Venus.
Love that. I love everything about what you just said. Absolutely. Are y'all still there? Oh, okay. Yes, because especially if we're walking around calling ourselves goddesses.
Yeah.
And we are the co-creators of our lives and our space. Mm-hmm. And, you know, regardless of how it ends up with your partner and who you're inviting into your space, you invite them into your space, and you're inviting them into your space to have a very unique experience. Mm-hmm. And goddess, get what you're supposed to get from it.
Yep.
You know? Get what you're supposed to get from it. Don't, you're not a victim. Like you said, you're not a victim. So,
And don't beat yourself up either. Like, and I think that's another thing that I've been struggling with, right? It's like, I'm either beating myself up for fucking or beating up myself for not fucking. Mm. And it's been such a interesting journey and transition to understanding it and seeing it and calling it out. Because I do all the time, you know, I talk about, yeah, I want to fuck or I want to do this or I want to be active or whatever, but I don't. And I haven't done it since August, right? But that's also okay that I haven't done it since August, and I'm cool with that. However, my flesh isn't okay with it. Like, spirit is mm-hmm. fine with it. Emotionally, I'm okay with it, but then I'm also like, damn, I could use a cuddle. I could use a good morning queen text. I could, you know what I mean? There are certain things that I could use for my own.
Your text, your message from your girl,
don't give him my number.
I got a queen for you.
Right. But, like, you know, like, it's just an interesting thing.
It is, and I hear you saying, you know, it's really important to embrace where you are and being and embrace vulnerability, you know, being okay with, hey, this is what I wanted, so I went and got it. We have this experience, great. Or I'm calling in a different type of experience, so I'm shut down right now. Or, you know, I'm choosing not to engage because I'm calling in a different experience. And this is hard, but this is what, you know, I'm being conscious about my choices. This is where it is. This is how I feel. Embrace your vulnerability and where you are. That's what I hear you saying, you know?
Okay.
Just really owning our experiences, owning our lives, our choices, all of that. You know, these are the ingredients to being a goddess.
Definitely. Real quick, I'm sorry, Venus. I'm gonna let you go. But Iyanla, that all of this makes me think. In Iyanla's her first book, that I think is Acts of Faith, when she has the meditations, she says people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, right? And she said when they're in the season, they usually just come in for the bit of time and they just kind of go out as easily as they came in, right? But she was like, when people come in for a reason, that the breakaway is usually difficult, right? Because something has to break it up. And so a lot of that bad is like, if it was comfortable, I would stay in this, even though I've really exhausted the point of growth with this person, right? Even though it's not healthy for me, if it was comfortable, a lot of times we would just stay in stuff. I hear people say all the time, well, we've been together 5 years. That's just more time, right? But the disruption has to, a lot of times it is like when a woman gives birth, right? Like the not violence, but the breaking part, the breaking through part is going, there's going to be some aggressiveness or some
tension.
Yes. Thank you. Some tension, right? Because you need that to often to like move away, right? And that's not bad. So even like the way it happens or the hurt that comes as a result of it, if you can step back and say, okay, that was an entire process. And if I didn't have that, I'd still be in that right now instead mm-hmm. of bringing in whatever this new thing is in my life. That's probably 20 times better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes that happens, you know, you might still be with the person, but you still got to go through those breaks to get to the next mm-hmm. stage, you know. Mm-hmm. But just to bring it back full circle, heart-connected sex, you know, that meaning to be fully engaged in your heart while engaging in the physical act that is sex and not having mm-hmm. any guilt or shame around that. And no attachments either, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And not being ashamed or afraid to call that forth out of your partner. Because our men need it. They need to be pushed. Mm-hmm. They need to be challenged in that way. Mm-hmm. They are our children. They do come out of vaginas, right? So that's okay too. But yeah.
Definitely. Okay, Venus.
What? Oh.
The fun fact.
Oh,
yeah,
my
we can close out. Yeah, we can do the fun fact and then just close out.
Okay. Well, this fun fact, it comes from plushcare.com. And it says, physical touch is known to improve the function of your immune system, as well as reduce diseases as those associated with heart and blood. One study on women found that receiving more hugs from their partners led to lower heart rates and blood pressure.
Powerful.
Touch is important. And that's why I think another thing, like all of this pandemic shit that's going on, and you can't touch 6 feet, 13 feet away, stay away from people. It's like a scare tactic, fear tactic type shit. Like, it's real. Like, we know it's real. Coronavirus is something that's here, and it's prevalent in the community right now. But I think that the biggest thing we should be stressing is how to clean and how to prevent, you know, germs and all of that stuff spreading all over the place and all of that. Because people die without touch. Like, people can literally die without being touched. And right now, like, you know, there's a young woman who me and Kairishi, we have mutual connections to her family, and she committed suicide, right?
During the lockdown.
Beautiful chocolate baby black girl, teenager, doing her thing, very successful in school, doing great things, but the lockdown really fucked her up, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, you know, to the full extent, you know what I mean? But that's just one, and that's a baby. You know, so, and that's just her only having access to all her friends through this, right? So I can only imagine all the people that we've lost, including her, right? Because that's one person that they're talking about, and everybody is 6 degrees away from somebody, you know? Like, the brother that went crazy in the San Leandro Walmart, come to find out, like, he's connected to one of my family members. And I actually had a whole flashback. I was staring at the picture for so long. I'm like, I know the smile. Like, I hung out with him. I used to smoke weed with him. I used to spend time with him, with my homegirl. Like, so right now, this pandemic, this lockdown, mental health right now is coming up strong. Like, the depression, the panic, the anxiety, the schizophrenia, the bipolarism, all of that is coming up. And I think the biggest thing, like, people are so scared to touch. People, like, even if you just have a glove on and you touch somebody's hand, you know, like, feeling that energy of somebody else is so important right now. And, like, I'm scared for the world. I'm scared for the human, for humanity when it comes to the disconnect that's starting to happen, because we were already disconnected because we were already doing the technology thing. And now it's so much to the point where people don't want to make eye contact. People got on masks, people crossing the street when they see somebody on the same side of them because they don't want to walk past them directly. Like, it's really, really, it's really intense.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's interesting, as I'm hearing you talk, it goes right along with what we're talking about in terms of emotional unavailability.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We were already talking about that. We've already experienced that, seeing each other face to face.
Yeah.
You know, being on top of each other, still experiencing that. That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are experiencing it on a whole nother level. We like to call out mental health and not understand that mental health is oftentimes a result of emotional imbalance.
Yep. Definitely.
It's the mental that follows the emotional imbalance. And I would just say to you, Venus, goddess of love, do not be afraid for what's happening, because spirit always knows.
Definitely.
Spirit always knows what to give us.
Definitely.
Right? This is something that we need so that people like I can, you and I can have these conversations and come to these realizations. And those who, you know, we're actually going to a different space and time, right? Mm-hmm. Changing of guards, the higher consciousness, more awareness, more information, more application of the gifts and the wisdom that we're receiving, our intuition, all of these beautiful things that a lot of us have been preparing for, a lot of us were born for. This time is birthing.
Definitely.
It's happening. It's coming into fruition. And so those that cannot handle it and those who are not supposed to be here, they're going to leave, and they're going to leave through the coronavirus, or they're going to leave through suicide, or they're going to leave. Death is a part of the process of being human, right? And we don't want to talk about it, and it's sad. But this is the way that they're going to make their exit so that the rest of us can go on and birth what we're supposed to birth at this time on this planet.
And some of those people, we need to be in the other realm to help take care of
hold
us. In the ways that they need to help us.
Ashe.
So love, Goddess V, you hold that love. Hold that love for all of us, and trust that we are finding our way, each and every one of us. Those with full hearts and those with broken hearts, we're finding our way.
That's right. That's right. What'd you say?
I said, I love you, Queen.
Oh, I love you too.
Tell the people how they can find you, Queen.
I am Dr. Queen on Instagram. That's K-W-E-E-N. I'm also on Facebook, Kenise Ford, and K-E-N-I-E-C-E. I'm the beautyqueen.guru. That's my website. And yeah, that's me.
Venus.
Hey, it's your girl, Hyphy Holistic Healer on Instagram, HYPHYHOLSTICHEALER, Hyphy Healer on Twitter, Sexy Side of Size on Instagram, Sexy Side of Size on Twitter. Not yet.
Okay. Hopefully by the time this is aired, it'll be there. And I'm Kai My Love, KHYMYLOVE. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. And it has been lovely. We'll have to bring you back again. There's so much for women.
When you come back, you have to talk. We got to talk about yoni washes and steams and all of that good stuff.
Yoni massage.
Yes. Okay. You already talked about the yoni eggs, which I will be purchasing one.
Okay.
Awesome. But she be doing yoni massages too.
Okay. Ashe.
All right. Thank you so much.
I love you. I can't wait to be back.
All right. Take care.
Peace and love.
You too.